blood of your son. Use my brother, Prophet Bill, for your honor and your glory. Bless the sale of his book. Use this podcast, Lord, and this platform for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Tell a story about a woman with an issue. Had it 12 long years, didn't know what to do.
Hallelujah.
She heard about a man coming through her time. She fell to her knees and crawled on the ground. What she said, yo. She said, if I could only touch but the giver of his garment, I'ma give it all I have.
Well, praise God and thank you, Jesus. The songwriter said, this ain't no ordinary worship. Hallelujah. I know we don't use the word ain't often, but that is a powerful song, and it's not. This is not an ordinary season. We're not ordinary people. We are the remnant that God is smiling on, looking at it, his hand is on, that he has given us the gifts to magnify him and glorify him. And we're going to hear a forecast for 2022 like I've never heard. I was just telling Pastor Prophet Jenkins that I haven't heard any word from any prophet or anyone. You know, people have cliches. I haven't even heard a cliche for 2022. But I haven't heard any prophetic word coming from anyone for 2022. So this will be the first word I've heard and the first broadcast going out with the word of God coming through the prophet. Every year he writes a book on the prophetic almanac for that year. So we're going to hear a powerful word tonight. And I thank you for streaming in and calling in. I am Seer Evangelist Linda Cazares, and I'm honored to greet you tonight on this platform, Gatekeepers Global Ministry. It's been about 2 weeks since I last broadcasted, and God has really put it in my spirit to pace this year, but we ended last year with a bang from a podcast that we did that was highly anointed, and we're starting out this year with the prophetic 2022 almanac with author, prophet, pastor Bill Jenkins. You can follow him on Facebook. You can get the book on Amazon, and I'm sure he'll tell you more about it. I'm just excited. Let's have a word of prayer right now. Father, we thank you. We lift you up. We honor you. We don't take it lightly that you've given us this platform one more time to exalt your holy name, to bring forth your word, to bring your manservant forth, Lord God, to give us a word for this year. We thank you, Lord, and we give you praise. We thank you for the book that is for sale with this specific word in it, the prophetic vision and plan of God for 2022. We are excited to come to know about that. The Bible says, he who has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit of God is saying to the church. And we are certainly the remnant, the called out ones. Hallelujah. I know we present ourselves a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. So we thank you, Lord, for allowing us to see another year in our lives, Lord God. We're excited about this year, 2022. We're looking forward to you doing great and mighty things through your remnant, through us. And we believe you, Lord, to bring to pass what you've said to us, to cause us to walk in divine healing, divine prosperity, that we would be able to help others just because you've prospered us. We thank you, Lord, that you've kept COVID and all these viruses away from our doors, Lord, our family members. We thank you for those that you've healed of COVID, Lord God, that we know or are in our family. And God, we lift you up. Lord, we just speak against it, Lord. I can't stand wearing these masks all day at work. I can't wait to get out the building to take it off so that I could breathe a lot freer. So, Father, we lift this up to you. And, Lord, you with one breath, you can remove these viruses from the earth. But, Lord, for whatever reason, Lord God, that they're still here, we ask for your mercy and your grace upon us, Father, and that, Lord, you would do in the earth anyway, Lord God, what you have planned to do for your honor and your glory, Adonai Elohim, in Jesus Yahshua's name, amen. So I'm going to bring Prophet Bill right up, and I'm excited. He hasn't been on since last year this time, but I am very blessed, hallelujah, to have him on tonight. Prophet Bill, you have God's prophetic plan and vision for 2022 in writing. Thank you. Welcome to Gatekeepers Ministry International. Welcome to our podcast tonight. I'm honored and blessed to have you on. And your mic is open. It's all yours. Tell us about the God's prophetic plan and vision for 2022.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for having me. It's always an honor to be with you. Love your heart, love your spirit, love all the things that you do for the Lord. And so it's just great to be with you tonight. And for everybody listening, every year what I do is I release a prophetic vision based upon the number that is significant for that year. And so obviously 22 is the number for the year. I look in the Bible, I see that it's mentioned 9 times, and then it reveals to me what the vision is for this year. In other words, what God expects of us and what we can expect of God here in this year. So if you've heard of the Farmer's Almanac, which most people have, this is the spiritual equivalent. This is the prophetic almanac. So it's 120 pages filled with inspiration, information, and divine revelation. And my hope is to give you a vision. You know, the Bible says that without a vision, the people perish. And so when you see the number 22 mentioned in the Bible, it really revolves around three main things. Let's just go over it real quickly, and then you can answer or ask any question you want. But the first thing it revolves around is it revolves around marriage. Marriage is actually mentioned 22 times in the Bible. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 22, the Bible says that's where God brought woman from the side or the rib of the man. And so we see an all-out attack being launched upon our marriage relationships. No longer is it just 50% of people outside the church, but now it's 50% of people inside the church that are ending up in divorce. And so we want to stop that paradigm. We want to shift things a little bit. We want to change that, and we want to give people some tools to have a good, successful marriage. You know, the Bible gives us tons of tools. Matter of fact, the very first institution that God created was the marriage. Think about it. There's only three institutions God created. He created government, he created the church, but then he created marriage. Marriage was the first. So if something is created first, that means it's pretty important. And so marriage is the first thing we need to focus in and work on. We need to get our own houses in order, so to speak, in our married life so that, you know, we can be everything God wants us to be. The second thing that God really put on my heart when I see 22 mentioned in the Bible is the Holy Spirit. So I believe this is going to be a year where the outpouring of the Holy Spirit is going to be great. Now, we're seeing, you know, more COVID cases. We're seeing different variants. People are getting discouraged. They're frustrated, tired of wearing masks, all of that stuff. And, you know, we sort of are getting a little down. You know, if you listen to some people in the church, they have a negative outlook. But we got to trust the Lord that everything's going to be okay, and God's going to give us an opportunity through something this year to release the power of the Holy Spirit. Remember John 20:22. This is our scripture for the year. So every year I give you a scripture of the year, John 20:22. That's the year 2022, the scripture John 20:22. It says, Jesus breathed on his disciples and said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. So you remember back at the beginning when God created Adam. Adam was alive, but he wasn't living until God breathed in his nostrils. The disciples, they were alive. They were watching Jesus. They were part of what he was doing. They were a part of the greatest college or university of all time. Jesus was their teacher, right? But something changed when Jesus breathed on them in John 20:22 and said, receive ye the Holy Spirit. Now they were getting prepared. They were getting anointed. They were getting an appointment from God and an anointing from the Lord to really set them up for success. So this is not just a year of marriage. This is also a year of the Holy Spirit. And then last of all, it's a year of order. If you read my book, you can see that it's really a year of disorder because the number 11, excuse me, is a number of chaos. It's a number of confusion. It's a number of disorder. So you take 11 times 2, which equals 22. It's a doubling of the disorder. So what we have to do is we have to get things in order. God is a God that wants things done decently and in order. Part of being in order, I preached a message 2 weeks ago, and I took that word order, O-R-D-E-R, and I broke it down. And the first O there that I said that if we're going to get our houses in order, that we got to do is we got to be organized. People are not organized. They are living chaotic lives. They don't know where to find stuff. They misplace things. They lose stuff. And see, God gives us things, but it becomes our responsibility to take care of what God gives us. So we're the keepers of God's creation. the very first job God gave to man was that he gave us the job to take care of the things that God created. So we see those three things, marriage, we see we got to get our houses in order, and then this is a year where the Holy Spirit, I believe, is going to be poured out upon us in a great way here in 2022.
Wow, I'm excited because I love the Holy Spirit. I just love him. I talk to him every day. I mention him in my prayer time. I just love it. So I'm excited because I think that the church has been waiting. I think those that are consecrated to God that don't have a problem with fasting, turning their plate down and seeking the face of God and just loving him, all that we know how to love him, we're waiting for a greater outpouring of the Holy Spirit. So my question is, what's God's commands for the church in 2022?
Well, the God's command for the church is to do everything that we can to follow the instructions of the Lord. You know, one of the great things that's in this book, and I'm excited because we just had Walmart pick up our book. So you can get the book at Amazon,
praise
you can
God.
Download it on eBook Kindle, you can go to eBay, but Walmart has picked up our book. And so you can go to Barnes & Noble, Walmart has it, number one retailer in the nation has our book. And one of the best parts of the book is where every book of the Bible that has a chapter 22 in it. And so there are 66 books in the Bible, but only 22, think about that, only 22 books have a chapter 22 in it. And so what I do is I break this down for you. I give you, it's really like 22 different messages. So if you're a pastor, if you're a teacher, if you want your spirit stirred, this is a perfect way to do that. I'm going to give you just a little outline of a sermon for each and every one of these chapter 22s in the Bible. And I'm going to help to stir your spirit up for what God really wants, you know, to release in the atmosphere here this year. Think about Genesis 22. That's where Abraham was told to go offer Isaac. You know, one of the great scriptures, and I just seen this, but the Bible says that Abraham put the wood in order. Think about that. Not only, he wasn't just going through the motions. He wasn't just doing what he was asked to do by sacrificing his son. He was going to do it right. Anything God asks you to do in 2022, don't just do it to get it done. Do it right. Abraham put those pieces of wood in order. He organized
praise
it
God.
In a wonderful way. So he did it with all of his heart, and the Bible says it. I've been around for 30 years in ministry, and it's amazing. I seen that for the very first time the other day, and it's just an amazing thought that we are going to be tested by God. Our faith is going to be tested. Think about Exodus 22. It's about fulfilling our social responsibility. We have responsibilities just as a human being. Forget being a Christian. You have responsibilities just as a person who lives in the United States of America. And so what I do is I take you through all 22 books of the Bible that have a chapter 22 in it, and then I break it down. The stories are fabulous. They're great. And they also connect with that threefold vision of marriage, the Holy Spirit, and order. So it's kind of cool to see that those are the things that we got to do if we want to be successful. Now, you can do your own thing. You can go ahead and pick out of the air different stuff for your vision if you want. But the bottom line is, this is based on the Bible. When 22 is mentioned, that's what it revolves around, and that's what I believe we need to focus in on. Got to take care of the rest, but let's focus in on that, and then God will cause everything else to be a success in our lives.
Praise God, because I'm just looking to continue to have success after success after success and go through every open door. So what's the spiritual forecast for the United States for 2022?
Things that I do in the book, which is a fun thing, is I break the 50 states down into five regions. And so, you know, I used to give sort of a big word for every state. Now I take the five regions and I break those 50 states into five regions, and I still give a word, but it's literally a word to every state. And so depending on what region you're from, what state you're in, depends on the specific word for that part of your life. But I do give one word for America, and it's sort of a sobering word. You know, when you get the book, I'm going to give you a scripture for every region, a landmark for every region that you need to watch, a state for the region, a major city, key months, prayer for the region, a book of the Bible for that region to read. And then every state, I'm going to give a one-word little prophecy to that state. And then I'm going to break it down for you. And I'm going to give you the word that I believe God has given me for this year in order for us to really achieve the kind of success that God wants us to sort of get. And so the forecast that I give is a sobering one in that, you know, I started out, the Lord told me at 1:30 in the morning, God gave me this vision. I didn't feel well, so it was birthed out of pain. And, you know, when God began to give me this, I could not sleep. I could not rest. It's in the middle of the night. I don't sleep that much anyway. And I'm typing it out because I didn't want to wake up my wife, and I didn't want to get out of bed. So I was typing it up on my notes app on my phone, right? And so I just began to hear the Lord speak, and he said, you have ears to or eyes to see and ears to hear, but yet you are not hearing and you are not listening. You have a mouth to speak, but you are silent. You have a mind to think, but you have shut out common sense from the scriptures in your everyday life. You have ignored my pleas and chosen to follow others down a path of destruction because of peer pressure in society. You are not discerning the signs of the time, and you are forgetting the spiritual lessons that you have been taught. The elect are even being deceived and falling into an inescapable trap. You have allowed the media around you and the fear within you to desensitize your own spirit to the point where you excuse away your own disobedience to the written word. What used to bother you in the past no longer affects you in the present. You are motivated by your own personal agendas and have become people that fit in with the crowd instead of stand out among the crowd. You have compromised. You have lowered the standard of righteousness. You have wandered far from your first love. You have developed your own set of rules based upon feeling and not truth. You have trusted science and technology more than you have had faith in the Lord, and you have listened to ungodly people more than you have listened to God. You are falling asleep while you were supposed to be on active duty. You are spiritual MIAs. You are missing in action in the army of God. Even as you read this prophetic word, you're going to judge it as if it were from man and not from God. You will read into the prophetic word based on your own human intellect and make excuses as to why this word is not for you. Word's bold because God said, stop it. Just stop it. Stop running away from the truth and accept this word as the word for the hour. I have called you out of darkness and into God's marvelous light. And even as I called out and asked Adam in the garden, where are you? I am calling out my people in 22 and asking them, where are you? Where are you when you're needed the most? My coming is soon, so wake up. And so I kind of keep going. I give you some signs of the end times. I give you four little instructions that you need to do that I heard the Lord tell me. He said, repent of your sins, return to your first love, repeat your initial disobedience, and then report for active service. And so that's just a little bit of the word that God gave me to give to the body of Christ for 2022. Now, that's a pretty stern word. You know, that's a pretty straightforward word. And we got to make sure that we are following the instructions of the Lord, walking in obedience, understand what God expects of us and what we can expect of God so that we can align ourselves exactly where God wants us to be so that the Lord can thrust us into sort of a new level in 2022. God doesn't want us to be at the same level. He wants us to go to the next level or the new level in your life. You've been stuck sometimes. People have been stuck on that one level for too long because you're circling that mountain. You know, the journey that, you know, Israel was to take from the north of Egypt to the south of Canaan was supposed to take 11 days. Think about that. Deuteronomy says 11 days. It took 40 years because they circled the mountain. They allowed their fear to overrule their faith. And so what we have to do in 2022 is we've got to change that. We got to shift some things. We got to change that momentum, and we have to really understand what God is expecting of us this year so that, you know, we can enter our promised land and quit circling that mountain. We don't want to do that anymore. We want everything that God wants us to have here in 2022.
Yes. Well, I know I do. So where the number 22 was mentioned in the Bible, can you tell me what it might mean?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you just look at the number 22, and I love the part of the book where I break it down because I give you entertainment facts, sports facts, I give you, you know, historical facts, just general facts, biblical facts about the number 22. Think, you know, Taylor Swift wrote a song entitled 22. So Taylor Swift is one of those people that I have for us to watch, you know, this year. The game show Deal or No Deal has 22 boxes in it. So there's so many different cool little things. There was an episode on the Twilight Zone that aired February 10th, 1961, and it was called 22. And it was an episode about a hospitalized dancer who has nightmares, and an evil nurse invited this person to room 22, which was the hospital's morgue. And so it's crazy when you look at the number 22. It's out there so much, and it's so prevalent. But when you see it in the Bible, think about the book of Revelation has 22 chapters. One of the judges of Israel served for 22 years. Jeroboam was the first king of the divided Israel in the northern kingdom, and he reigned 22 years. If you study Adam to Jacob, there's 22 generations. Ahab, who was the worst king of Israel, reigned for 22 years. King Amon, who ruled for only 2 years over Judah, began his reign at 22 years old, and he was one of the worst kings to rule. So this has got to be a year where we get things in order, we establish government. Think about this, because people don't like politics, but they don't understand we need government. Government is good. Politics is what is bad. So government helps to sort of keep things organized and orderly in our lives. Back in the days of Israel when they transferred from judges to kings, that was not God's will. There wasn't any, you know, one or two good kings, maybe, max, right? So, you know, this is a thing where when you see 22 in the Bible, it revolves around certain things. Ahaz was 22 years old when he became king, and he reigned 1 year, and he did evil, the Bible says, in the sight of the Lord. You think of Jesus. In Psalm 22, verse 1, when he was on the cross, he quoted, Psalm 22, verse 1. God created 22 things during creation. You take the time to count it, 22 things in 6 days he created. So God may want to create something inside of you. Moses raised up the tabernacle of God. There were 22,000 Levites who were consecrated to serve. So, I could go on and on. Third John chronologically is the 22nd book of the New Testament. The word mystery is mentioned 22 times in the King James Version of the Bible, and it's only mentioned in the New Testament. You said at the very beginning of the program when you were introduced to me, only God knows why this is still going on. He could just in one little breath, one little moment, one little word change it.
Right.
This is a mystery.
Yeah.
And we have to understand, you know, God wants us to seek after him. He wants us to dig into the word. And he wants us to really chase after revelation knowledge here in 2022. So I give you tons of different information. It's 120 pages, but it's just going to absolutely thrill you. When you start opening this book up and start reading it, people tell me they don't want to put it down because it's just a fun book to read. It's an interesting book to read, and it really will reveal the plan of God, the will of God for your life here for 2022.
Well, I believe it. And I'm excited about this year, a whole lot more excited than I was about last year. But, I mean, I had an exciting year last year. So I'm looking for triple on top of that. So what are some specific dates, places, and people to watch in 2022?
Well, I give you this in the book, and it's just a little chapter where I just sort of have a little fun, people to watch. Guy Fieri, the chef, Taylor Swift, I mentioned her, Roman Reigns, the vice president, Kamala Harris, Patrick Mahomes. I just give you 22 different people to watch for. They're going to be in the news somehow, some way, and they're going to have 22 surrounding them. And in some way, 22 is going to sort of affect their lives. And so I give you these people to pray for them. You know, we get mad sometimes at people in entertainment and who are famous and all of this, but we really ought to be praying for them. I remember when I was a kid, I really had some people that I really, really prayed for. I just wanted to meet them. I wanted to pray for them. I wanted to make sure that their lives were right with the Lord. And so this is sort of just an extension of that, where I put these people's names in here. It's people that I think that are going to be in the news for 2022, and it's just people that we should pray for. Keep our eyes on. Watch for those people to sort of maybe do something or say something or be a part of something that is going to have an impact upon our lives here in 2022. So that is actually in the chapter that I give you, which is the 2022 preview. And I talk about the sports of the year, which is the NFL and soccer. Both sports have 22 players on the field at all times. The state of the year is Alabama. It's the 22nd state that came into the union back in December 14th, 1819. The city of the year is Detroit, Michigan. The planet of the year is Mars. We got biblical characters to watch for. The woman, if you're women out there, Ruth, read about her. She was an educator of loyalty. She taught us how to be loyal. Ruth was a loyal woman, and we can learn a lot from her. The men, study Ahab. He was a tolerator of bad behavior. Remember Jezebel? We talk about Jezebel, right? We talk about her, you know, and about her usurping authority and all that, but we don't really talk about Ahab. But if there's a Jezebel, there has to be an Ahab that tolerates her. The thing about Ahab was ultimately, most people don't realize this, but in the end, he ended up giving his life to the Lord. He ended up turning his life around. So that's a pretty cool little thing that we can read. If you're a man, Ahab sort of gives us an example in 2022 of how not to do some things and then how to do some stuff. And then if you're a youth, Samson, he was a rejecter of godly advice. If you're a teenager out there and you're listening to me tonight, be careful about rejecting godly advice. I have a 21, a 19, and 17-year-old. I give them advice all the time. I encourage them to always listen and to apply the advice, because I'm never going to give them anything that's going to lead them down a wrong path, because I'm their dad. I love them. And so when it comes to God, he's never going to give us anything that's going to lead us down a wrong path, right? Because he loves us and he wants the best for us. So in the book, I give tons of different things that you can actually apply to your life. The word of the year, which is covenant, the superfood of the year, strawberries, vegetable of the year, broccoli, snack of the year is coconut. Look for these things to be in the news to sort of back up what God gave me as a way for, you know, people to have confirmation that what I'm saying is right. I want you to challenge me. I want you to check this book out. I want you to find an error. I dare you. Go ahead. You know, sometimes people get afraid to have people do that. I'm not that guy. I'm the guy that says, I dare you to. Because when you go and you do as much research and study as I do, you're going to find the same exact thing. You're going to come to the same conclusions. The difference is I take the time. God put it on my heart. It's an anointing that he gave me, and it was birthed out of my desire to know God more, to study him in a different way. And I started studying God through numbers, names, colors, places, and people, symbols of the Bible. And so this book, The Prophetic Almanac, it's just a fun book. It's a good book, but it's going to give you direction. If you need a GPS for 2022, this is your spiritual GPS, and it will reveal to you the things that you need to do to align yourself with God so that you can have the best year of your life. If you're going to be alive, you're going to go through 365 days. Why not go through it blessed? Why not go through it and have a blessed life? Let's quit just you know, skipping through life and, you know, just getting by day, holding on by the hair of our chin. No, let's go out there and take over. God didn't call me to hold the wall. He called me to storm the gates. So I'm here to storm the gates of hell, take back everything the devil is trying to take from us, and help people get to another level in their walk with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Praise God. I'm for all of that, 100%. Now, my grandson, Xavier, was born on November 22nd. So what's that mean? Being born on the 22nd day of the month.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool chapter that I have, because I give you a word. I give you a whole chapter, basically, for people that were born on the 22nd day of the month. So what month was he born in on the 22nd day?
November.
November, okay. So November the 22nd. What I do is I give you people, famous people, that you probably would know, that, you know, he would probably know, you know, when you just hear the names, but Scarlett Johansson, Haley Baldwin Bieber, Mark Ruffalo, you know, Juju Smith-Schuster, the NFL player, Jamie Lee Curtis, Billie Jean King, Michael Cohen, the actor, not the other Michael Cohen. And so we give you people that are born on that day, just so you can connect with them and say, wow, they have the same birthday as me. What I do is I give you sort of characteristics of what I call 22-day people. And so I give you keys to success. So every person born on the 22nd day, there's a whole chapter for you. And some of the things that I give you as keys for your own personal success is set goals that are reasonable and reachable in 2022. Don't set goals that you can't reach. Don't set goals that are not reasonable. Set goals that are, you know, legal, you know, that are holy, that are going to help you to be a better person. And then don't rush to judgment. Put your family first. Be more flexible. Trust the Lord more than yourself, because When we look at 22nd day people, just find somebody. This, you're probably going to be amazed at this, but 22nd day people have a lot of positive characteristics and they have a lot of negative characteristics. So when I see people born on the 22nd day, I see they have some characteristics. They're organized, they're overachievers, self-motivated, visionaries, motivate others, pretty charismatic people. They're instinctive, respectful, but they're also emotional. They're hard on themselves. They're big talkers, suspicious. They got some anger issues. They're pessimistic sometimes. And so I give you a list of all these positives, all these negatives, and to help you to say, man, these are things that I can improve on. These are things that I can also be better in. Because a lot of times, here's what people tell you. They tell you to focus in on strengthening your weaknesses. And I'm all for that, okay? But I'm also for strengthening your strength. God gave you strengths for a reason. And so let's not just strengthen our weaknesses and let our strengths go downhill. Let's strengthen our strengths in 2022. Because God gave you a gift. He gave you a purpose. He gave you a reason. You weren't just saved from hell. You were saved for a purpose. So your purpose comes in finding out what your gifts are, what God has called you to do. And so when you can really know yourself, you're going to be a more successful you. When, you know, I came to the Lord, the greatest deliverance I experienced was not deliverance from sex, drugs, rock and roll, alcohol, all of that. You know what it was? I got delivered from me. I got delivered from stop caring about what everybody thought. And so the greatest freedom is freedom from yourself. So this has got to be a year where 22-day people, they get free from worrying about everybody else and just do what God has called you to do. Everybody isn't going to be impressed. Yes. Everybody isn't going to like. Everybody isn't going to understand the things that God has called you to do because they're not you. But you have to be respectful, kind. You have to still do what God has told you to do. And you have to just move in the direction towards the Lord to minimize the distance, to close the gap so that you can be closer to God at the end of 2022 than when you began 2022.
Okay. Can you give us some key scriptures for this year, 2022? Because I'm going to write them down. I mean, I'm going to get the book, but I want some that I can read, like, on a job and that would really minister to me throughout this year. Can you give me a couple?
Yeah, absolutely. Our main scripture for the year is John 20:22. Where the Bible says that Jesus, you know, breathed on his disciples and said, receive ye the Holy Spirit. So take time this year to let God breathe on you, to breathe a breath of fresh air into your nostrils. Remember, Adam was alive, but he wasn't living until God breathed in his nostrils. So many people are alive, but they're not living. They're not experiencing abundant life. And that's God's will for you to experience abundant life. When you break the word life down, L-I-F-E, it's living in fullness every day. So are you living in fullness every day? Are you really living for the Lord? In chapter 8, I give you scripture references. For instance, I tell you all the top 2022 scriptures. So every scripture that has a 2022 in it, I give you those scriptures. And then I give you some top 2022, so 2222 scriptures. And then I give you some the references that reference the number 22. And then I give you 22 scriptures for the year that you can use. It's not just a chapter to take up space. These scriptures are really what God has given me to help other people. For instance, Colossians chapter 1, verse 16, the Bible says, for by him we were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, that are visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. That's Colossians 1, 16. Revelation chapter 22, verse 17, the Bible says, in the spirit and the bride say, come, and let him that heareth say, come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Boy, I love that scripture. Proverbs 19:23, the Bible says, the fear of the Lord tendeth to life, and he that hath it shall abide satisfied. Beautiful scripture. 1 John 2:15. Love not the world, neither not the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Powerful scripture. When you really take time to study that scripture, that might be one of the most important scriptures you have all year long. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. And if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. That's a powerful scripture. 1 John 2:15. Then you have Ephesians 5:33. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. Right there, we have a golden rule for marriage, because every woman wants to be loved. Every man wants to be respected. If a man wants to be respected, just love your wife. Just love her. You know, I try to fix things for my wife. We've been married 23 years, and I'm a great fixer. So, you know, come to me with a problem, I'm going to fix it. That's my job. That's who I am. But she told me one day, you know what she told me, Miss Linda? She told me, she said, I don't need you to fix it. She said, I just need a hug. I just need you to listen.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And I'm like, whoa, come on now. That's harder. I can fix it easy. But being quiet, hugging you, listening to you, that takes some work. And so a man needs to learn that what a woman needs more than anything is just love her, be nice, be kind, quit being a jerk. You know, say good things. Outserve your spouse. You want a better marriage? It's real simple. Outserve your spouse. If you don't want a better marriage, then you know what? Serve yourself, and you will have a horrible marriage. And so I go on and on. I give you different scriptures. Powerful truths. Mark chapter 10, verse 44, the Bible says, and whosoever of you will be the chiefest or the greatest shall be the servant of all. You want to be great? Be a servant. 1 Corinthians 14:40, let all things be done decently and in order. 1 Corinthians 16:14, let all your things be done with charity. James 3:16, for wherever there's envy and in strife, there is confusion and every kind of evil. Show me somebody who has strife, and I will show you somebody who doesn't trust. If there's a relationship that is fighting all the time, the number one reason they're fighting is because they're not trust. Because whenever there's the presence of trust, there's going to be the absence of strife. But wherever there's the presence of strife, there is the absence of trust. So it's amazing when we really study the Word. I give you all these scriptures, and it's designed to help you to really be what God wants you to be and have what God wants you to have here in 2022.
Well, is God saying something to the church in 2022 that is uniquely different from 2021 or 2020?
Well, yeah. I mean, every year is different because every number is different. So it's mentioned different times. It revolves around different things. And so, you know, there's different things for us to focus in on. There's different things for us to sort of improve on for that year. And so when we do what God wants us to do, everything else is going to fall into order. So I really feel like even though there's going to be a lot of disorder, a lot of chaos in our world, our job is to get our own houses in order. Even the Bible says you can't be a leader for God if your house is in disarray. If you're in chaos, man, in your own heart, how can you lead other people? That's part of our problem. We got people going and getting advice from other people who are more messed up than they are, who are asking the questions. So we've got to, as leaders, be a better quality of people. If, you know, you are living in an apartment, that's fine. Nothing wrong with that. Nobody's mad at you. You're not less of a person. But if you want to go buy a house, don't go to somebody who lives in an apartment. Go to somebody who's bought a house. You got to go to somebody who has expertise. Watch this. And experience. There's a difference. Expertise and experience will always equal success for us. So we got to find people, and they're not easy to find, by the way, sometimes. You know, you can't listen to everybody. You can't let everybody pray over you. You can't let everybody speak into your life. If they don't have the kind of morals and lifestyle integrity, I'd rather you pray for me from a distance. I'm not worried about what you got getting off on me that's bad. You ought to be worried about what I got good getting off on you. But I think we have to take every year, every day, and we have to say, you know what, we have this day that's been given to us from the Lord. We all say it, right? This is the day the Lord has made, and I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. Well, every day is different. Every year is different. Mm-hmm. And so this is a year we have to focus in on marriage. We have to focus on relationships. We have to focus in on the power of the Holy Spirit being released and unleashed in our life. And we have to focus in on getting our houses, getting our hearts, getting our lives, our marriages, our families, our churches, our world in order, because that's the key to success in 2022.
Do you think that the church has anything to do with the length of time these viruses have remained here?
Well, I tell you this, you know, I believe God is giving us the ability to sort of change our perspective and look at things differently. Instead of being negative Nancy, instead of going out there and always being negative and, you know, talking bad and just adding to all the, you know, negative things that are going on in the world, maybe we ought to understand that God has given us the ability to sort of expand our ministry, to expand ourselves. You know, at Desolate Christian Center in California, where I pastor, we have a greater media influence. We are, you know, streaming every service, and we're reaching people around the world. We got people who listen to us from Indonesia, from other countries. So we never had that before COVID. COVID helped to expand. So it's about your perspective. You know, when you take a magnifying glass and you put it over something, does that object get bigger? No, that object doesn't get bigger, but your perception of it gets bigger, right? That object is the same size whether you're using a magnifying glass or not. So if you're using the right magnifying glass, then the object is going to be the same, but your perspective is going to be different. And that's what I believe God is wanting us to do in 2022. Change our perspective. Look at things through another lens. Change the way we're looking at stuff. Don't always, you know, think that it's something bad or, you know, something negative. God may be giving us the ability to really expand our, you know, horizons, expand our ministries, be a better and bigger blessing to other people. And so really it's about our mindset. It's the way we look at things. It's about looking through the right lens. And if we can do that in 2022, that's going to help us because we're so we lean towards the negative, right? I mean, we lean toward everything that I mean negative. Well, no, there's reasons why you may never know if you get to heaven and you want to ask. I'm sure God will answer you, but, you know, you probably won't care when you get there. But the bottom line is just do your job. Draw a circle around yourself. Be everything you can be. Quit pointing the finger at everybody else and blaming this one and blaming that one and just say, I'm going to be the best me that I can be in 2022. And then I believe God is going to take care of everything else. I really believe that. If you'll deal with you, God will take care of everybody else around you in 2022.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, can you tell me what specific dates I might want to watch for in 2022?
Yeah, I give you prophetic dates, and it's really an opportunity to train yourself to listen to the Lord or to watch the news. Like if you were to have already gotten the book for 2021, the Prophetic Almanac, I gave you 21 different dates. And what I encourage you to do is go back and Google those dates, and you're going to see where every one of the things that 21 revolved around when it's mentioned in the Bible, all of those dates are going to coincide. It's going to connect with something that revolves around the vision. Same thing with this year. It's just an opportunity for us to train our ears to hear, to listen to the Lord. We can hear from God 365 days of the year, by the way. So it's not just these 22 days, but I feel like if I can lay it out for you and through the news or maybe in your quiet time, your prayer time, reading the word time, church time, whatever it is, God speaks to you and you feel your life benefited because I laid out these dates, maybe you're going to be encouraged. Maybe you're going to want more of the Lord and you're going to seek him every day instead of just some of these dates. And so I give you like January 2nd, January 17th, February 2nd, February 24th, March 8th, March 30th, April 9th, April 29th, all these dates, 22 different dates, and I call them prophetic dates. And they're just opportunities for us to tune our ear in, maybe listen to the news, maybe pay attention a little bit clear, listen to things a little bit more. Maybe God has a personal word for us that he wants to speak. Maybe it's a corporate word, a family word, whatever it may be that God wants to give us on that day. And when you can tap into that anointing, it's going to excite you. It's going to thrill you to the point where you're going to get addicted and you're going to want more. And so that's my hope when I list these prophetic dates is that, you know, people will start somewhere. Like I don't want you to just read, you know, 10 chapters a day in the Bible and then act like you've done, you know, your due diligence because you haven't. If you read 10 chapters and you don't know what you read, you've wasted your time. So what I would rather you do is read one scripture, get one scripture, put one bullet in your spiritual gun to use against the enemy. So it's not about the quantity. It's about the quality of what you're getting here in 2022. And so I list these dates. Google those dates after the fact, and you're going to see that there'll be something that's going to connect with the vision for that year that came up on that date. Because sometimes we may miss it, but when you go back and you Google those dates, just Google the dates. What happened on this date? I promise you, there's going to be a little thing that comes up, and it's going to have 10 different things that happen on that day. And it's going to have the vision, part of the vision that I was casting out for this year, be a part of what went on during that prophetic date. So it's pretty cool. I challenge you to do that. It's a way for you to confirm that what I'm telling you is right. I'm not, you know, giving you some freaky doctrine here. This isn't some strange thing that I'm giving you. You know, this is reality.
Yeah.
I'm not guessing. I'm not giving you, I'm not trying to sanctify, you know, numerology or, you know, lead you into the occult. I'm really just taking the scripture and breaking it down in order to give you a vision, because without a vision, the people perish.
Amen. You might not have the answer for this, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Is there something specific or a specific reason why we should or might want to focus on Kamala Harris this year?
Well, I mean, there's tons of different reasons, right? I mean, think about the first thing. You know, I don't remember if it was late last year or the first part of this year, where, you know, we may not have realized it. It was just a short period of time, but they transferred powers, you know, from Biden to Kamala Harris. So we actually had the first woman, first black woman president of the United States. It was only for 90 minutes, but still, you know, we had that. So you see the diversity in America just growing. So it's kind of neat. You never know what could happen. You never know what could go on. It could be a lot of different reasons. We don't know, but it's just something we ought to be praying for her. I don't care what your political persuasion is. You know, if you don't like her and you don't pray for her, you're wrong. I don't care who you are. You have to pray for our political leaders. You know why? Because the Bible says you ought to pray for them. So there's going to come a time, you know, you may not like the president, or you like the president. You don't like the vice president. You do like them. Bottom line is, you have to pray for these people. Pray for their families. Pray for their health. If they fail, you fail. And we need to be lifting up these people. So, you know, I get tired of Christians. Well, I'm Democrat. I'm Republican. No, I'm a Christian. And that's the bottom line. And we ought to be praying for these people. We ought to be lifting these people up. They have a tough enough job. They don't need you to sabotage their efforts, you know, by trying to curse them. What do we think we're doing? We think we're doing God a favor by cursing people that we don't like who are in political office? That's ridiculous. So we need to pray for people, lift them up. And so, you know, a lot of times I don't know why God gives me certain things. I put it down. It's not my job to sort of figure it out. That's part of, you know, figuring out the details. Think about this. When God gives you something, he gives you direction, but he doesn't give you the details. And if you try to figure out the details, you're going to be wrong. So, you know, we all could, you know, sort of, you know, guess, or, you know, sort of, you know, get out there and, you know, have our own ideas. The bottom line is, we don't know, but we pray for those people for whatever reason, because that's our responsibility before God to lift up those people. I don't care if they're your mayor. It doesn't matter if they're your governor. It doesn't matter if they're Democrat or Republican, if you like them or not. Who cares? The Bible says pray for your leaders. When you don't, I don't care if the leader is wrong. You're wrong because you did not pray for them. You did not lift them up, and you did not do your due diligence and pray for those people. I don't care if you think somebody's nuts and crazy. That ought to make you pray more for those people. So we need to lift people up. So who knows why? God just gave me the direction to put her down. We don't know the reasons. We just have the direction, and then God gives us the details as we go through every single year.
Well, you mentioned the book being on the shelves in Walmart. Are they on the shelves in Walmart now?
I mean, here's the thing. We're so excited about this because Walmart picked us up. So if you go to, like, Barnes & Noble, if you go to Amazon, you go to eBook Kindle, you go to eBay, you can get a copy right now. Just go to Walmart.com, and you can get a book called The Prophetic Almanac for 2022. So we're excited about that. So you can go anywhere. You can get this book. It's also going to be available in just a couple of weeks on audiobook. But it's such an important book because it's, you know, like you said, here we've gone almost 2 weeks through our year and you haven't heard a prophetic word, and you're in touch with the prophetic. How sad is that? We're losing our prophetic voice. You know, we're not lifting up our prophetic voice. We got too many echoes. Everybody's repeating what everybody else is saying. I'm here to be a voice in the middle of darkness, give you the word, speak the word of truth to you so that, you know, you can have some direction. That's part of our problem in America when it comes to the church is we have had no leader that's been the blind leading the blind. We have no direction. And so what I'm trying to do is give you some direction. This book will help you to understand what you can expect of God and what God expects of you. This is just a fun book. It's a good book, but it's going to be an enlightening book. It's going to release information, inspiration, and divine revelation that really is going to help you. So it's available anywhere books are sold, and we're just excited that, you know, the response is greater than ever this year, and we're just looking forward to what, you know, the Lord. I've written 16 books. Can you believe that? I mean, 16 books.
Yeah.
I have written, and I have another book that's going to be coming out.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah, and I'm going to be having another book coming out in around April this year. It's already done, so the Lord has been speaking to me. And so we want to put the information that God gives us in book form, get it out there to people so that you can have it in book form. So make sure you're getting a copy. So if you just want it on your phone, you want it on your iPad, you can do that. You can get it right now. You don't have to wait.
Yeah.
It's actually cheaper.
Yeah, I can get it on my Kindle.
Yeah, you can go get it right now. And so it's pretty cool how we have advanced technology-wise, and so you can get it in an instant. You get it right now. You want the book, you can get it. If you don't want it, you don't get it. But if you do want it, if you really want to be connected to the Lord, give this book a chance, because this is a book that I believe can really help you to stir your spirit up. More than anything else, it's going to stir your spirit up. It's going to help you to maybe hear from God in a new dimension and in a new way in your everyday life. So I'm excited about it. God's really been blessing us. And so we're just looking forward to what God is going to do through this book and how he's going to use it to help other people here in this year.
Well, what's the price of the book?
The book is $15 if you get you a paperback. But I think it's like, I don't know, $4 or $5 if you download it. So I think it's $3.99, $2.99, something like that if you download it. But here's the thing. I bought a book. It was a famous pastor that I was with one time. And I complained because I was going to buy a book for $50. And he said, man, he said, that's such a sorry attitude. He said, think about all the wisdom, the time, the effort it took for that man to put everything in that book, and you're complaining. He should charge you $50 for the book and send you a bill for $500 for all the knowledge you're going to get out of that. Now, either we want the knowledge or we don't. You know, everybody says you want to go to the next level. Well, this is the proof. Get the book.
Yeah.
It's not that much. Mm-hmm. It's not that big of an investment. But go and get a copy. Download it. Hopefully somebody is listening right now, and they'll go download it. They'll go pick up a copy. You can go to PastorBillJenkins.org. If you go to PastorBillJenkins.org, you can listen to all of our radio programs that we have every single day. You can get them absolutely free, and you can connect with me on social media like Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. My Minute That Matters, it's a one-minute little video devotional every single day. So if you go to PastorBillJenkins.org, you can get all of my books, you can listen to all the radio programs, and you can connect with me on social media to get that one-minute little video devotional every single day. So that's the best place. We're excited about all the other places you can get it, but PastorBillJenkins.org is probably still the best place to get it.
So you have more than one church location, correct?
Well, we're officially fully in California now. So we're full-time in California. We, been living here now. I have my wife. We've been married for 23 years. I have my three boys, 21, 19, and 17, Bryce, Brock, and Brady. My wife's name is Britton. So all of us are B's. We're the B family.
Yeah. Okay,
and
cool.
So we're out there, and God is just really moving, and we're just excited, you know, to be a part of it, to be a small part of it, but to be able to be used of God here in what I call the last of the last day.
Well, unless you have something else to add to what we've already said, and we know how to get the book, where to get the book, I'm going to download it on my Kindle, and then I'm going to look for the audio because I like listening, just sitting with my eyes closed and just listening to the author read the book. Are you the voice on the audio?
Of course, this time I'm not. Every other audio book I am. This year we have somebody else who is doing it, but you're going to like him. He does a great job, and he's a servant of the Lord. He's just but you'll like him. You may like him better than me. I don't know. But this is the first time that I've ever let somebody else do it. So we're just checking it. We're just doing some demographics, seeing how it goes, seeing, you know, if it's received out there. Most people, like you said, they want to hear the person who wrote the book read the book. But this year we're trying something different just to check it out, just to see if it's better or worse or if it's the same. And so we're just always trying to change things up and get a feel for what people want more of, because our hope, our goal is to get the word out. So that's the number one thing we want to do.
Well, I appreciate you coming on Gatekeepers Ministry International. I'm honored. I count it a privilege to know you. The next time I get to California, I'm going to stop in. I'm going to let you know I'm around the corner and visit. I'd love to meet your family. And I'm just blessed. I'm blessed that you thought about me and this ministry to lift up the name of the Lord and give us an opportunity to be eager to buy your book and dive into it. I think I picked your brain from page one to page 122. on your book tonight, and I'm grateful. I am. I've been so blessed, Pastor Bill. I've been so blessed. I have no complaints. I laugh at the devil, and I also feel I know what the Lord has spoken to me about my life for 2022, and I also feel that this is a year of justice. I feel that deeply that those that are believing God for justice, for like the widow woman that went to the unjust judge asking for him to avenge her from her adversaries. I really do believe that there's a multitude of believers that are waiting for justice in their lives for so many different things. And I know that I've seen God's mercy, but he's a God of righteousness and justice. And I strongly feel that that is one of the things that God is going to bring forth in the body of Christ for the things that we've gone through, and just to let us see that side of him. So I do strongly believe that about 2022. So I thank you again. Is there any final words you'd like to say?
Well, I think the only thing is I love what you just said there about justice. When, you know, my book came out for the Prophetic Almanac for 2021, 21 actually revolves around justice. But for a six-month period, the 3 months at the end of the year and 3 months for the new year, that is sort of an overlapping of the vision. And so I think you're 100% right on, especially the first 3 months of this year, because justice was one of the main vision points for 2021, and we're going to see an overlapping of that for the next 90 days here in 2022. So we've already seen that. I think at the end of 21, you've seen a great justice. Look at some of the, you know, cases that were in court that came out. Look at some of the things that are going to happen this year in the first part. It's going to be justice in this year, especially in the first 3 months of 2022. So you're right on.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Well, thank you, sir. I love you. I'm just thrilled. I can't wait to listen to this broadcast tomorrow and put the link on social media so everybody else that couldn't join us tonight can listen in. And Pastor Bill, give my love to your wife. I do get your Facebook messages, and your 1 minute messages are always powerful to me and encouraging. So, thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Yes.
And God bless you. And thank you for joining us.
God bless you. Thank you. We love you, and we're praying
thank
for you.
You
and thankful for you. So God
thank
bless
you.
You.
Thank you. Well, we've heard from the Lord tonight, and you need to rush out and get that book. It's social media or the internet makes it easy for you to just order the book, download the book. If you have a Kindle, download it on your phone, however you can get it. and dive into it. So I'm going to close tonight. I thank you. I just want to give a big shout out to 70-some nations that join us through streaming. I didn't call your name out today, but I pray that whatever your nation, wherever you are and whatever your nation is that you're going through, and God, by the Holy Spirit, has led you and drawn you to Gatekeepers Ministry International. We plead the blood of Jesus over your nation as well as the United States of America, and we ask God that you would just move by your spirit in this year 2022, that you would bless us going in and going out. God, reach down, Lord God, and give an anointing to another level and more levels, Lord God, to your remnant, Lord God. We've survived so much over these last few years. We thank you for surrounding us with holiness and righteousness and deliverance. And Lord, we just thank you for divine protection of our lives, our minds, our bodies, Lord God, and our families, our children, our grandchildren, our siblings, in the name of Jesus. So Lord, we want to see your will to be done in this year, 2022. We ask God that you lead us to souls that are waiting for a word, to hear a word through us from you, Lord God, that they would be saved. We bind every hindrance from building your kingdom, that the enemy would send in the name of Jesus. We command you to be gone and moved out of our way in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we ask God that you cause us to just run out into the highways. And Lord, we know that the harvest is ready. Just lead us there, Lord God, as we can minister the gospel of your son, Jesus Christ, Adonai Elohim. We ask God that you would give us the harvest for our inheritance, that you would give us, as Psalm 2:8 says, I want the heathen for my inheritance. So God, we ask that you would give us the heathen, for the unbeliever, for our inheritance, that you would be glorified in the earth in the name of Jesus, and that you would be rejoicing on a daily basis in heaven and partying over all the souls that are coming into the kingdom, that you can use us to bring into the kingdom. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I'm Seer Evangelist Linda Cazares, reaching out to you to join us at www.blogtalkradio.com/gatekeepers-ministry. And within the next half an hour after I close, the broadcast will be on that website address on demand. Enjoy it over and over again. You know, I try to end the broadcast always lifting up the name of the Lord. So all I want to say to you is only what you do for Christ will last. You could do it for your boss. You could do it for your pastor. You could do it for your mother, your father, your sister, your brother. But only what you do for Christ will last. God bless you.